Overseas travel has been featuring to an unusual extent in Ballylennon. Gard Gallagher is still on holiday in New York, having won the police department's singing competition. Kathleen O'Hara has come from there to advise Fonsie Doherty, estate agent, hotelier, and chairman of the Development Association, on the tourism potential of the Hoover Homestead. Its curator, Paddy McGoldrick, assisted by Fonsie's daughter Josie, plans a grand opening. The Reverend Samuel Hawthorne, fearing closure of his church due to a fall in numbers, is considering posts in Georgia and Argentina. And Muriel McConkey, owner of the Huckster's Shop, has returned from a pilgrimage to Lourdes, where she experienced a significant spiritual sensation. As a result, she's passing her duties as secretary of the Development Association to her sister Vera, operator of the local telephone exchange. Ballylennon, 1956.
Ballylennon call office. Number, please.
Hello, Miss McConkey.
Oh, Mr. Doherty. You'll be looking for my sister. She's out in the...
As a matter of fact, I was looking for you, Miss McConkey. I wanted a word.
Oh, yes, Mr. Doherty.
About your sister. Is she well?
She's grand.
When a person's unexpectedly taken over by some new interest, in the way your sister's taken over by the religion, you know, seeing the vision and that, it could have a kind of an adverse effect.
Look, no, she's out there in the shop, attending to the customers like she always has. And the funny thing is, there are more of them.
Ah, business is good.
It's gone well, from middling to not so bad.
People coming in to have a look at her.
If you put it that way, to see if she has grown two heads.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. No, I meant to have the opportunity of meeting someone who was reported in the Vindicator as having had a spiritual experience.
Oh, yes. Quite a few have asked her to put her hand on their missal or their rosary or something like that. But they never leave without buying a pound of tea or a packet of dried peas.
Well, it looks as if we have a celebrity in our midst, Miss McConkey. What I was going to ask you is she still intent on resigning the secretaryship of the Development Association?
She is. And as I said, I'll take it on for a bit anyway, if it makes no difference to you.
Well, no. It's just that, well, you may not know the amount of work you're letting yourself in for.
Oh, I do, Mr. Doherty.
Aye. Well, be sure to give her my best regards. Tell her I'll be seeing her.
I will, Mr. Doherty. Goodbye now. Oh, what was all that about? Muriel!
I'm on my way in, Vera. I just have to put a note in the cash register.
Mr. Doherty was on the line. He said to give you his best regards.
Well, that's very nice. He's been much more respectful to me since I came back from Lourdes. Do you know what I'm going to tell you? Mr. McKeown of Kiltubber was in the shop.
Oh, I haven't seen him in the town for years. I thought he was dead.
Oh, well, he read about my visit to Lourdes and decided he must come and talk to me. He said he was a great believer in visions. But after he'd gone, I noticed he'd left a half crown on the counter beside the jar of peppermint fudge.
Oh, Muriel, I hope he hasn't taken a notion of you.
No, Vera. No, I'm sure his feelings are strictly spiritual.
Do you think there'd be a gang of old fellas beating the path to the door?
Well, if there are, it won't do the shop any harm.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Doherty was interested in the way business has improved.
I suppose I should go up to see him, Vera. You're sure, Miss... Oh, I can't remember her name. Has gone back to America.
Miss O'Hara. She's gone a week now. Josie Doherty was telling me she gave them good advice for decorating the Hoover homestead, inside and out.
Miss O'Hara was right. We leprechauns give a kind of classy air to the place. Yes, but what about the weather?
They're plaster, right enough. But they've a strong glaze. They'll last as long as any statue you'd see outside a church.
Will I give the photographer a ring when we get back?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Tell him the best shot is from here at the gate, and to be sure to get in the sign.
She knows her business, Miss O'Hara. I'd never have thought of putting the name of the McPhinney Hoover Foundation on the sign. It'll please Mrs. McPhinney, too, if she ever turns up again.
With another roll of dollars in her fist?
Oh, well, she might.
Did you think of anyone to do the opening ceremony, Dada?
I was thinking of Terry White.
Yeah.
Politicians like to be asked to do that kind of thing. And it's a long time. anxiously asked him to do anything.
He did nothing about the closing of the railway.
They don't like their names to be linked to lost causes.
Oh, he could be useful to us later if the county council doesn't fill in the potholes on the road. And we'll have to have a meeting to decide who does what on the day.
Mona Comiskey said she'll help me with the teas.
Yes, but in an official capacity. The likes of Mrs. Hawthorne. Give her something better, make her feel important.
She did a lot at the beginning.
Oh, she did. But she and her husband still can't get it out of their heads that the land once belonged to their congregation.
Oh, there's many wonders about who owns the land.
There'll be no more of that from you. I give everything to Terry White when I get back to the hotel.
I'd swear on the Bible that was Mr. White, Samuel. You don't often see O'Reilly, and Mr. White has one.
He's probably making a call to one of his more remote constituents.
It's very dangerous to overtake like that on a narrow road. Oh, look, he's turning off for drunk skid-like. Samuel, as we're here, I wouldn't mind making the detour to see what they've been doing at the Hoover homestead.
All right, Vivian.
This road is even worse, if that's possible. You really need O'Reilly if you're going to survive.
You know, Vivian, I think I might have a good chance at Robinson?
Oh, Robinson. Well, yes, I think you've first-rate qualifications to minister in any American university, Samuel, whether as chaplain or as teacher. And they've a very high opinion of anyone coming from here, with the long connection in the ministry between Ulster and the southern United States. Look! Yes! It is Terry White, and he has come to look at the homestead, too. Don't stop in front of the cottage. The verge is very muddy.
I assume they'll be laying out a car park.
Oh, he's driving off again. Wave, Samuel! Yoo-hoo! Mr. White! I think he recognized us. Or you, the caller.
I'll edge in here. He didn't stay long.
Well, I suppose he was just curious to see what the place looks like. Goodness me.
What is it?
Would you look?
The thatched roof is very picturesque.
But the colours! No traditional cottage ever had its doors and windows painted emerald green. I wonder who did the research for that. No, Samuel. The gnomes.
Gnomes. Oh, yes, the gnomes.
And the toadstools.
Are those toadstools?
The daffodils.
The daffodils, yes, a host of them.
If my knowledge of botany serves me right, daffodils do not blossom in August.
A strange phenomenon of nature, certainly.
Yes, in day glow yellow. They're artificial, Samuel. To think we're members of a committee which has allowed this to happen.
But we didn't know it was going to happen.
Exactly. Oh, Samuel, I think we'd be better off anywhere than in this miserable place.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, no. Order. Order, please. I'd like to commence with your permission by welcoming Miss Vera McConkie to the position of Secretary of the Association.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Doherty.
Miss Muriel McConkie has felt it necessary to retire from this honorary post due to many other commitments. And now, Madam Secretary, are there any apologies?
Mr. Bonner says that as tomorrow is the last day of the railway, this really is a disgraceful outcome. We should send a message of sympathy to all the displaced employees.
Agreed, Mrs. Hawthorne.
Mr. Bonner says there's a farewell party tonight in the engine shed, and he feels it's his duty to support his colleagues. And I assume Guard Gallagher's still in America, because he hasn't set foot in his room in our house. I propose that we write to him, too, to congratulate him.
Will you see to that, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Mr. Doherty.
Please address the chair.
Chair?
All remarks have to be addressed to the chair, Madam Secretary.
Mr. Doherty is asking you to call him Mr. Chairman, Miss McConkie.
Oh, yes, certainly, Mr. Doherty. There are no other apologies.
My husband hopes to be here later on.
Well, we have a quorum, Mrs. Hawthorne. You, me, and Madam Secretary. We can proceed. Correspondence, Madam Secretary?
I have a letter here from Mr. Terence White, TD. I very much regret that another engagement prevents me from performing the opening ceremony of the Hoover Homestead, and I wish the association continued success.
Well, a very
courteous response from a very prominent public representative. Well, that's a pity now, but we'll think of someone else.
I must say, I'm not at all surprised.
What's that, Mrs. Hawthorne?
It just occurs to me.
Yeah?
Just occurs that he may not approve of the nature of the renovations to the cottage.
Oh, no, Mrs. Hawthorne. No. His reason is in his letter. Look, he has another engagement.
But the point is, he has declined. I would like to propose that we invite Miss Maybelle McFinney of the McFinney Hoover Foundation.
Yes, it's a very good proposal, Mrs. Hawthorne, so long as we're sure she wouldn't expect us to pay her fare over here from...
West Virginia.
Yes.
She hardly would. She'd take the invitation as a compliment.
Aye, and then we might interest her in a further donation. Yes. Will we vote on that? Four?
Aye.
Passed unanimously. Madam Secretary, will you write a formal invitation to Mrs. Maybelle McFinney?
I'll get my sister to help me with it, Mr. Doherty.
Chair. Or better still, as you have the facility at your elbow, Madam Secretary, you could send her a telegram. There's a kind of a class in a telegram.
I'll do that, Mr. Doherty.
Chair. Have you anything to add, Mrs. Hawthorne? You're sitting there like someone with important topics on their mind.
I do have a topic, but I think I'll wait for my husband. He has views on it, too.
Very good. We look forward to that. Next item. Oh, hold on. I think he had a rattle of cups. Excuse me, but Josie could be having difficulty with the tray on the stairs. I'll be back.
Did your sister enjoy her trip to France, Miss McConkie?
Oh, yes, she did. Thanks very much.
I saw something in the paper, I only glanced at it very briefly, describing where a person from Ireland fell into some kind of well. I hope that wasn't her.
My sister didn't fall into any well. I think what you read must have been greatly exaggerated. She was taking the waters in the grotto when her foot turned in on her.
A sprain can be very painful, though.
Well, actually, that water's very good for sprains. People from all over the world go there and dangle their feet in it.
Oh, is it artesian?
No, it's her ankle.
Josie, is the tea wet?
I'm just about to wet it.
Well, go on up quick and tell Miss McCarty her sister was on the phone and she's to go home urgently.
Well, she wasn't on the phone.
I know. But that Hawthorne one has something on her mind. I can tell by the twisty look in her eye. If Mr. Conkey has to leave, we'll have no quorum, and I can adjourn the meeting. Take the tray off now.
All right. Oh, slice up that old Madeira cake I found in the tin. Doesn't smell too bad.
Oh, Patty, Dad is in the kitchen now.
Okay, Juicy. Are you coming back down?
I'll be back down in a minute.
Well, there you are, Mr. Doherty. Meeting over?
I hope so. Well, it will be in a minute.
Josie and me have something to say to you.
What is it?
Well, she'll tell you when she comes down. Will I stop here in the kitchen or will we go into the wee office?
Why don't you suggest the bar? I likely want a shot of brandy when this is done.
Ah, it's hardly the kind of news that will cause you to reach for the bottle. If you take it in the spirit that's intended.
Aye, well, I'm going up with this teapot.
I hope your sister's okay, Miss McConkey.
I don't know what can be wrong. Good night now.
Will you try a piece of cake, Mrs. Hawthorne?
Oh, thank you. I thought my husband would be here by now.
Wasn't that wonderful about Gard Gallagher? Writing his own song must have helped. But they're all saying that you wrote it for him. Did you know that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did. He contributed the idea, and a very good idea.
And you never told anyone.
I prefer to practice modesty, Josie.
Ah, here's the tea at last. Sorry to keep you waiting, Mrs. Hawthorne. Oh, thanks, Josie. I'll pour it myself.
Did Packy have a word with you?
Oh, he did. I'll see the both of you later.
Good night, Mrs. Hawthorne.
Good night, Josie.
I hope Miss Buell McConkie isn't sick. Oh, do you take sugar and milk?
Just milk, thank you. What I wanted to say is that I feel the improvements to the so-called Hoover homestead fail to respect the tradition of vernacular architecture and verge, indeed, on the vulgar.
Well, now, it's not anything I have an opinion on, Mrs. Hawthorne. Yes, well, I'm afraid that's an end to our meeting. We can't continue without a quorum. Hello, come in.
Sorry for being late. My hubcap went down a manhole.
Ah, help yourself to a cup of tea and a slice of cake, Reverend. Unfortunately, we had to end the meeting because we had no quorum.
We have a quorum now, Mr. Chairman. Do sit down, Samuel.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's very disappointing, you see. Under standing orders, we can't continue without the secretary present to take the minutes. So the meeting's adjourned.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Doherty.
Chair.
Hello? The exchange is closed for the night.
Miss McConkey, I had to explain what happened.
My sister says she never sent for me at all.
No, it's the way I had to end the meeting. Mrs. Hawthorne was up to something. I didn't know what it was, but I've had a word with her since, and I think I know what it is. Whatever you do, don't invite Maybelle McFinney to do the official opening.
I've already sent the telegram. My sister and I worded it the minute I came in.
Ah. Well, I hope she doesn't accept.
Why is that, Mr. Doherty?
Something Mrs. Hawthorne was saying. I brushed it aside, but I took note of it all the same. She said she didn't like the improvements. Well, then, why did she propose inviting Mrs. McFinney over? Because she thinks Mrs. McFinney won't like the improvements either, and she'll withdraw her funding.
Isn't that desperate?
Well, it is. Yeah. But I'll keep a step ahead of her. Yeah. Oh, be sure to give my warmest regards to your sister.
Oh, I've done that already. Goodbye.
Damn
him! Oh, he's in a right lather over something.
Sounds like he's having a row with Vera McConkey on the phone.
No, I think it's quite the reverse.
He seems to have made it up with Muriel, or she with him.
Oh, in the front of the range there, Josie, I'm foundered.
Will you sit here, Mr. Doherty?
Huh? Well, the Pope, you seem to be dying to tell me something.
Here's your tea. Dada, Packy will be moving into the curator's room at the Hoover Place after the opening ceremony. And when that's done with, him and me's going to get married.
Now, I know you don't think much of me, Mr. Doherty, coming from where I do, but I have a good job now, and I don't think you can fault me on the work I've done in the homestead.
Are you not saying anything? For or against?
This is a bit of a surprise for you?
It's no surprise. I've been expecting it for a year or more.
Well, then?
I'm saying nothing except I won't stand between you.
No more than that?
No more than that for the minute. We can look at the ins and outs of it. And I've had a chance to think out my own position. The fact is, and this may come as a surprise to you, the fact is, I'm considering getting married myself.
That's 16 people who said they'd come to my hour of intercession, Vera. Miss Liddy's mother was just into the shop. We'll hardly fit them in here. What about a spare room? If we moved Guard Gallagher's belongings out...
Well, that'd be just the day he'll turn up from New York with 3 weeks' rent in his hand, in dollars.
We'll have to think of somewhere else. Would Fonsie give me the muckish suite?
You'd have to pay for it, since those people will believe in a donation for you. Mm. Oh, listen, there was a telegram from Maybelle McFinney in Virginia. She's accepted the invitation. Well, now I'll have to think of a way of putting her off.
Will we ask Fonsie?
Oh, right. I'll ring. Do you want to speak to him?
No, not just now. No, you do. I listened on the extension.
Right.
Swilly Arms Hotel.
Hello, Mr. Doherty. Mrs. McFinney's accepted. Can you think of a good excuse to put her off?
Tell her the opening is postponed.
Oh.
And ask her what date in October she would and wouldn't be free, and then we'll pick one. When she would.
Oh, I'll do that, Mr. Doherty. Oh, and my sister has a query for you. Could you hire the muckish suite for her hour of intercession?
She could, of course. She can give the dates to Josie. The numbers are growing, are they?
Well, actually, she has an inquiry today from 2 dozen members of the Sodality in Gortork.
And they all pay a subscription?
Oh, yes.
Isn't your sister a wonderful woman?
Oh.
What's that? Is that the dog?
Oh, no. Poor wee Napper Tandy's still missing. I have a slight cough.
You know, it's just occurred to me that I've let that place. It'd be the big room in the old courthouse. I hear it's been renovated for community purposes.
I thought Mrs. Hawthorne was looking after that.
Well, she is in a way. She got subscriptions for it. For the use of the whole community. Those were her own words. Let Muriel get in there first.
Oh.
Pardon?
My cough. Well, thanks, Mr. Doherty.
Miss McConkie has applied for the use of the old courthouse for an hour of intercession twice a week, Samuel. This all stems from her tumble into that pool.
Pool, undoubtedly. But we must not disparage. We should recall the Pool of Bethesda, Vivian.
The old courthouse has been specifically restored for artistic purposes, such as the craft workshop. This looks to me like a purely religious meeting.
It would be very difficult to turn her down.
Especially as bookings for artistic events are in short supply. In fact, there are none.
Oh.
What is it?
A letter from the convener. Not an encouraging one, I'm afraid.
Huh?
There's to be a meeting to discuss the amalgamation of First Ballylennon and Drumskitrick with Stranraer R and Ballybuffet due to declining numbers. This means one minister will have to go.
It doesn't mean it has to be you.
No, but there's a note enclosed. I may expect a call from the congregation of Dobbins Bray.
Where's that?
It's a suburb of Portadown.
Well, at least there'll be plenty of people. It's industrial, and they're industrious.
Yes, but Portadown? I came here to experience the older ways, the simple life.
And look at how simple it is. Having to deliberate upon who hires a room in a public hall without giving offence.
There's still my application to Tom Robinson University in Georgia and Knox College in Buenos Aires.
The declining numbers. Do you think there could be an error in the census count?
How could there be, Vivian?
Just a niggling tick in the back of my mind.
Do you think he's spoofing?
Dad's style of spoofing's never like that.
I'm considering getting married myself. Was he making a mock of us?
No, that isn't his way either.
Oh, it couldn't be Muriel McConkie.
Well, they've been seeing each other every week since Mama died. And I can't even remember Mama.
Yeah, but they don't meet in that kind of a way. Or do they? Or is it the Yank lady? Could he have made some wee arrangement with her when he was over, do you think?
Honestly, Packy, she was only here for the inside of a week.
Yeah, but he was in New York the previous week with Gard Gallagher. He was seeing her there.
At the tourist office.
That's all we know. Anyway, whoever it is, and if it's anyone, it raises a lot of questions.
I know.
I mean, if it was ever to come to a tussle between me and him about my signature on the deed of transfer, and I was to think of taking it further, I'd have to watch me step.
That's what I'm always telling you about Dada. You always have to watch your step.
Because if I was to pursue him over that, he could very quickly put a stop to my gallop by making some light remark, you know, as a kind of joke, but with a serious side to it, about what happens to the hotel.
The hotel?
Yeah. When he passes on, he might not decide to leave it to you, but to his new missus.
Who's there?
It's me, Miss McConkie. Bernard Gallagher.
Oh, come in, guard. I was wondering who'd be coming to the back door.
Oh, I know my way around here, Miss McConkie. Are you keeping well?
Oh, I'm fine. We didn't know when you'd be back from America, or if they were keeping you there.
Oh, they are keeping me there, Miss McConkie. I'm only back to make my arrangements for going there permanently.
You're not
sure. I am. I got so many offers of singing engagements. There's more than 50 Irish clubs in New York, did you know that? And hundreds all over the country. So I got talked into the contract, and I have to take out immigration papers and resign from the force.
Isn't that wonderful? My sister and I were wondering about your room.
Oh, I have the rent here for you. Will you let me stay on a few weeks till I get sorted out?
Oh, yes. The rent was furthest from my mind. Muriel!
Yes, dear?
Gard Gallagher's back. And then he's emigrating to America.
We tell him not pretend he hasn't been found yet. That could be his first job while he's still here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It is a very special privilege for me to have been asked to introduce our guest of honor, Gard Bernard Gallagher.
Hey! I walked along this April day by Lennon's flowing stream.
That was a great idea of yours, Miss McConkie.
to invite Yard Gallagher to open the Hoover homestead.
No more than your own idea of inviting her to introduce him.
Oh, make her feel she's a valuable asset. Isn't it true? Her numbers are going down. Didn't the initial results of the census show that?
I saw the forms. I had to check them before they went back to the returning officer.
Ah.
Some of them weren't filled in properly at all, so I corrected them.
Oh, I'm sure you knew what you were doing, Miss McConkie.
I have an indelible pencil and an invisible rubber.
Will you say no more about that? Oh, I see your sister over there. I promised I'd have a word with her before the end of the day.
I was looking for you everywhere, Vivian.
Wasn't I conspicuous enough on the platform, Samuel?
I couldn't interrupt you there. There's a letter from Georgia, Tom Robinson University, regretting I'm not on their shortlist.
Well, more fool them.
And my letter to Knox College in Argentina was returned, marked closed down.
I never really wanted to learn Spanish. Well, we do better in a place where we're respected, Samuel. And it really is quite pleasant. There are very pretty orchards, you know, not far from Portadown.
But the cottage is looking so picturesque, Fonsie. Would you look at the wee leprechauns? I'm sure the tourists will think it well worth the journey.
Oh, here you. You're doing very well in business.
I must say, the shop is thriving, thanks in part to my name becoming a household word.
It's well deserved.
Oh, thank you, Fonse. But I'm going to tell you something I wouldn't mention to anyone else. I had a most ungracious letter from Monsignor McFadden. He's not at all in favor of my weekly hour of intercession, and he told me, and this would upset me, were it not that I know he failed to look into my experience at Lourdes in the right spirit. He told me that an investigation suggested my vision was not St. Bernadette, but the retired Bishop of Bordeaux, who was being wheeled past the grotto at that moment in a bath chair. And then he said that what I experienced in the water was due to hypothermia.
What? Can you beat that? Look, the best thing you can do, Muriel, is to ignore that letter. You never got it. And I can tell you, the bishop himself has no great opinion of the same Monsignor, if it ever came to us.
Yeah.
No. But there was something special, very special, I wanted to ask you, Muriel.
Oh, yes, Fonsie.
I've been meaning to ask you for some time, but you know the way it is. Would you ever do me the honor of taking dinner with me? A cozy wee dinner, just the two of us. At the Rimini restaurant in Letterkenny.
Oh, yes, I will, Fonsie. Yes, I will. Yes.
Ballylinen was written by Christopher Fitzsimon. Fonsie Doherty was T.P. McKenna, Muriel McConkie, Margaret Darcy, Vera McConkie, Stella McCusker, Vivian Hawthorne, Anya McCartney, Reverend Samuel Hawthorne, Gerard Murphy, Guard Bernard Gallagher, John Hewitt, Josie Doherty, Ali White, and Packy McGoldrick, Charlie Bonner. Ballylinen was directed in Belfast by Peter Kavanagh.